Today we want to look at Isaiah 26, starting at verse 1, in that day. Now let's assume that that day is today. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah, Yehuda. It means praise. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. In other words, God's whole desire is to save us. And first he does it with the cross. The first thing he shows us through the word is the Ten Commandments, his law, and you can't do it. So that's the first thing he shows us, is stop trying to improve yourself. You can't do it. You just need mercy. You just need God to love you and just put your trust in God. Just put all your trust in God. So that's the first thing. But then he also gives you another promise. He gives you the promise of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, then, he is trying to take you from this all the way down to this, so that you'll be just like Jesus. So that's not your job. That's God's job. So you have to have a strong will, clear mind, happy emotions, and then it's easy for you to love one another. So if you're not a lover, if you're not always walking in love, if you're not always thinking of others, but you're thinking of yourself, the problem that you have is that you're not emotionally happy. You're not peaceful. You should walk in perfect peace all the time, all the time, all the time, always in perfect peace, never disturbed by stuff on the outside. You don't care about your health. You don't care about your wealth. You don't care about your relationships. You don't care about people that don't like you. You don't care about anything because you got your eyes on Jesus, who loves you. Now, here's what the scripture says. It says, in that day, in those last days, some future point, that there's going to come a time, and that time is now, that you'll sing a song. This song shall be sung in the land of Yehuda. Now, Israel today is not singing this song, but they will sing this song today. We will have a strong city, salvation God will appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, so that the righteous nation, Israel, the righteous nation, Israel, however, the only reason Israel can get in is because of us. We also are part of Israel. So there's a promise that's made to Israel, but it includes us. So in other words, they can't get in without us. So Israel doesn't know it, but they actually need the Christians to help them. And you can see how wise God was, including us in that deal. You can see how smart God was to say, ah, you know what? I'll help Israel, but I'll use the Christian church whom they hate. They don't like us. Can you imagine someone not liking us? Isn't that amazing? They don't like us. They actually despise our Jesus thing. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They hate it. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me show you Jesus in Genesis, Jesus in Exodus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They hate it because they just want Moses. But they're under the law. See that first thing? They still think they can do that, and we don't think so. We don't think anybody can do it. Because here's what the law says, be perfect. How many know that it's a little hard to be perfect, unless you're a pastor, of course?
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the regular average person, it's really hard for you. Amen? Because I'm paid to pray and read the Bible and be nice all the time and so on. But, you know, you're not paid. You have to go to work and be mean. But God is saying, no, I want you all to be perfect. So, you know, for most people, they can't handle that. They can't handle being perfect. How many know that he means it? I mean, I take it literally. I think he means perfect. Perfect husband to Peggy. And if Peggy isn't perfect back to me, it doesn't matter because I love her perfectly, being imperfect and, you know, being undermining me at times and emasculating me. I love it. I thank God for that. I want a wife that will tear me down, rip me apart, not be kind to me, not be nice. That's the way I like it. Amen. Can you see what I'm talking about? Perfect. Perfect love, number 5. Perfect love casts out all fear. If God loves me perfectly, then I don't need anyone else. I don't care what anyone else does to me. Do whatever you want to do. It doesn't bother me a bit. I love it when you're wicked and sinful and nasty and critical and judgmental. See? I love that. That does not at all bother me. It's like, look at that person's doing. I think it's funny. I think it's funny. How can you mess me up when Jesus loves me? I'm his kid, I'm his boy, I'm his beloved. He likes me. You know, do y'all see that? So I'm having fun because nothing can go wrong. Everything's going my way. Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-a, whoa. You know, I'm every day, Peggy can tell you, I'm happy. I'm not just deep, deep, deep down happy. I'm happy on the surface. I'm not miserable. Why? Because I have this number four, perfect peace. I have perfect peace. If all hell breaks loose, I laugh. If I'm dead, I think it's funny. If things go wrong, that's good. It doesn't bother me. Because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Do y'all have that? Do y'all have that down? Now, I take that literally. If he says rejoice always, then I got to rejoice always. Woohoo! Do y'all do it? Amen. Is everybody here doing it? Amen. Everything's going my way. I don't care about America falling apart. I don't care if the, you know, people don't get along. I don't care if the economy's down the tubes. I don't care if the other nations hate our guts. I don't really care because Jesus loves me. Do y'all see that? When you're, the Father in heaven has a love affair with you, you're okay no matter what happens, no matter what happens. So Carlos, when you were, you know, you were going to be kicked out, deported, sent back, be a couple years, you know, before you could ever get back in and so on and so forth, can't be with your family and all that, I laughed. I did. You can tell her. She was crying. She came, it's horrible. And I thought that was great. I said, don't worry. It's going to work out perfectly. It's going to work out perfectly. Don't look at what you see. Look at what God says. Didn't I?
It's terrible, Pastor.
Right? That was, she was sobbing and weeping and so on. No. I know why this happened. I know exactly why it happened. Immediately, the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, spoke to me and said, this is going to turn out to be great. Don't worry. He's going to be fine. What happened was God spoke a word to him. I remember the day. And he heard the word of God. And he said, I believe that. That's where you got in trouble right there. You got in trouble. Because he said, I'm believing that God is just what that pastor guy said is good. And when he did that, he told everybody in the car, I don't care if you got it or not, I got it. That was when you got in trouble right there. So all hell broke loose. As soon as you turn to God, all hell breaks loose. Amen? Just to test you, to see if you still believe that God was good. So I told her, don't worry, I know why it's happened. It's going to be over within a few minutes. It's going to happen this year. It's not going to be 2 years. None of that nonsense. This is going to happen right away because he believed in Jesus. And he's putting his trust in Jesus, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, anybody that trusts in Jesus, idiot. Because all of a sudden, you're not trusting yourself. You're not trusting your brains. You're not trusting your work. You're not trusting your own power. You're trusting some guy that you never saw. Some Jesus who's invisible. And you're just going, everything's going to go my way. Everything's going to be okay. And then all hell breaks loose the next day. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, you're not going to get in trouble if you're not happy. You only get in trouble if you're happy. Hey, everything's going my way. Yahoo. You know, and you go like that, you know you're going to fall. And everybody else is like nervous, like, uh-oh, that girl is too stupid. They're thinking life is wonderful, and it ain't. I mean, no, in the world you have trouble. In the world, you have trouble. In the world, you have trouble. But be of good cheer. So when you're of good cheer, what's going to happen? All hell. I mean, the devil's just waiting for you to do that. Aha! This person is cocky as all get out. I'll just knock him right down. And Jesus won't even stop him. Have you ever noticed that when the devil attacks and you call out to Jesus, Jesus, the devil's trying to get me. And he goes, you know, he's not even paying attention. Jesus, Jesus, come on. Get with it now. I mean now. He doesn't even hear you. Did you say something? Did you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. No, I'm saying right now you do something. Then I'll hallelujah. He's going, no. You first. He's going, no, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to worry. I'm going to be angry. And I'm going to, all right. I'm not going to smile for a week. All right, I'll show you. And God says, no, I just want you to rejoice always. Well, I can't. I won't. I'm not gonna. Well, God says, no, you are. I'll see to it that you do, because my word is true. So, listen carefully to this scripture. I'm going to talk to you today about perfect peace, how to have perfect peace all the time, just like I do. I always do. Thou will keep him. Now, who's the thou? I know you can't read this thing up here, but I got a bunch of words up here. And this is a picture of God's hand. So let's call him thou. God will be thou. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Here's him. So this is you. I just drew a hand with five things, you know, thumb, four fingers, and so on. So one, two, three, four, five. So thou will keep him. So God is going to keep me. I don't keep me. I'm not helping him out. This is what God promised. I didn't make the promise. I'm just having faith that I don't have to have faith in myself. I'm trusting him to come through. So, thou will keep him in perfect peace. He jumps right here to number four, this finger right here. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, in other words, I get this, if I get this, if I get this, if I get this, then this will happen. So, I'll love God, I'll worship God, love God, I'll love the church, I'll love my enemies, I'll love the world, I'll love all this stuff, which I can't do. I can't do this unless I have happy emotions, unless I have this perfect peace. But then I'd have to have a clear mind, then I'd have to have a strong will, and then I'd have to have faith and trust in God. So it works backwards. If I want to get one of these, I got to have one of these, which I have to have one of these to get that, and I'd have to have one of these to get that, and I'd have to have one of these to get that. So this one leads to this one, leads to this one, leads to this one, leads to that one. So all of this, a perfect, this business right here is all God. You will not walk in love if you don't have perfect peace. If you're nervous about your wife or your husband or the economy or your relationships or money in the bank, if you're nervous about that, you don't have perfect peace. I never care. I don't care if I'm sick. I don't care if I preach Jesus and then the next minute you see me sick as a dog. I don't care if my wife is yelling at me, undermining me, spitting on me. Have you ever spit on me? No, probably not. But she's done other stuff. Thrown the toast. You have thrown toast at me. You know, like eat it yourself or some kind of thing. So you all understand that she's not the sweet thing you think she is. She's a worthy opponent. She's a worthy opponent. Now, I want her to be herself. I don't want her to be what I want her to be. I want her to be what she is. Did you hear what I just said? I don't want Peg to be what I want her to be. I want her to be whatever she wants to be. Did you hear me? That means nasty. That means nice 1 second, nasty the next second, nice again the next second, and, you know, never know where she is. I like that. I don't want her to be anything that she needs to be. I don't want her to be what God wants her to be. I don't want anybody to be anything. I'm happy just the way things are because of Jesus. Did you see that? And the whole difference in life is not that we have a Garden of Eden all of a sudden. I'm out of the garden. I don't want a garden. I don't need a garden. I just want Jesus. Did you hear me? I don't need to have a garden. I don't need to have things going my way. I'm happy for no reason at all. So if somebody got up, shot me right now, I'd be happy. I'm perfectly happy. I don't care about money. I don't care about health. You know, almost 70. I'm going to keel over one of these days. It doesn't bother me. I've had a full life, totally happy all the time. I'm all the time happy. Has anybody ever seen me unhappy? You never have. 30, 40 years, nobody's ever seen me unhappy. Never. Never. Even in a dream, even when I'm dreaming, I'm smiling big. I had a dream last night. I have dreams all the time. I'm always happy. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Not because of anything, but because of that Bible, that book. The book says, Jim, I've done everything, and what you don't see, I promise, I swear to you, and I would have to die. God would have to die to break his promise to me. And he said, I'm going to finish the good work I began in you. I started something in you, I'm going to finish it. Now, he doesn't start something in you, David, and then say, now you finish it up. If he starts it, let him finish it. That's a God. That's the kind of God I want. I don't want Buddha. I don't want Muhammad. I don't want to, you know, tie a bomb to my body kind of God. I don't want to have to do anything. I want a God that lets me do nothing. I don't know. I feel I'm naturally made to be a bum. I do. I just feel I'm a natural lazy. Is there anyone else that has that gift? Kind of a lazy gift. You know, I just love others taking care of me and me just goofing off. I mean, I'm just a natural at it. I really am. Now, I don't do that. I actually, you know, stay up late and work hard and study everything and so on and so forth, all for you. But the reason I can do that is because God expects nothing out of me. Nothing. He doesn't want me to do one thing. So when I'm doing stuff, it's just recreation. It's just me laughing. It isn't hard work for me. You don't ever hear me complaining, griping, moaning. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too this, too that. You don't hear me doing that. I like it just the way it is. Let it be any way it wants to be, because I have a God who's so good, just through his word. Now, I'm just believing the word. I don't even, how would I even know that word's true? I just believe the word, whatever it says. So it says that thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. So all the way to 4. Whose mind is stayed. Now you see, mind is 3 and stayed is 2. Back onto thee. So that thou, which is also thee, he's the one that takes care of me. Whether you're male or female, young or old, fat or dumb, skinny or smart. Doesn't make any difference what you are. God loves you just the way you are. And that's his business. That's his decision. I didn't make that decision. I didn't ask for that. I didn't try to get him to like me, because there's nothing likable in me, David. Nothing likable. There's a few things likable about you. There's nothing likable about me. Nothing. Peggy was an idiot. The idiot to marry me. I was a pure liar. Totally, I just gave her a line. You know, just, I don't know why I did it. Just dumb. How many know that there's nothing good going for me except one thing? God happens to like me. Soon as I'm just born, he just looks down and he just says to himself, you know what? I like that boy. He wrote that down in the word. For God so loved the world. Did you remember he said that? World. He didn't say God so loved the good people. So I'm not a good people, never been a good people, never want to be a good people. I never will be a good people. I've always been nasty, bad, shallow, wicked, and so on. Always. And I've never even tried to be good. Peggy can tell you, she's asked me many times, could you just be decent? I just can't. I can't. And I will double whatever it is she hated, I'll double it. I just have that nasty part of me. Is anyone else here in church? Is there anyone? I'm just thinking of certain people right now. Is there anyone as wicked and as nasty as I am? You are? Oh, that was a good guess. That was a good guess. Let me see if I can find anybody else. Now, you have to be totally selfish, never care about others. You have to not love God. You have to not appreciate God. You have to not anything. You just have to let God give you everything that you don't deserve. That's all you have to do, is admit you're a scoundrel and say, I don't care. I'm not going to change. Love me the way I am or else. That's it. Not going to shape up for him, because I'm just not built that way. He's God. I'm not. He's God. I'm not. I want to be God, but I'm not. I found that out right away. I'm not smart like I thought I was. Is anybody not as smart as you thought you were? I'm not powerful. I don't have any power to make any. I can't even control Peggy. She's only 5'2". I can't even control her. I thought I was smarter than she was, but I realize I'm not. Now, here's what the Bible says. Thou, God, all the weight's on God, thou shalt keep him, me, her, you. Thou shalt keep him or her in perfect, perfect peace. If your mind is not double. You know what a double-minded person is? Unstable in all your ways. If somebody's unstable, in other words, they're confused. I'm never confused. I'm going to say it again. I'm never confused. Because I'm never confused. Now, here's why I'm never confused. Anybody can be never confused. Here's how you do it. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. That's it. That was it. Did you see how simple it was? Because I believe that, David. I believe that Jesus loves me for no reason at all. I'm sinful, wicked, not appreciative, etc. But he loves me, and I know it because the Bible tells me so. That's it. Did you see that? Nothing psychological, nothing behavioral. I wouldn't do well in school. If you see, when I went to school, they just taught facts and stuff. Today, they teach you how to get along. I wouldn't have made it. I'd have flunked out of kindergarten because I don't like other kids. I never have. I don't like other people. I don't like anything about them because they don't worship me the way I think they should. You know, I mean, just people won't give me the worship due me. I mean, it isn't that I deserve it. It's just that I want it. I don't want, you know, I just don't like people because they like themselves. And they, you know, when I married Peggy, I thought she'd worship me. I really did. I thought she would say, isn't he a wonderful person? And I am so fortunate just to have him. But she's never had that idea. She's never ever. We went together for 5 years. And for 5 years, I treated her poorly and so on. But I thought at least when I got married, she might think, well, now I've tied him down, and now I have him, and he's so special and wonderful, I will gladly serve him. For some reason, she never had that idea. I even told her, Peg, here's how to do it. I'm asleep, right? And you wake up at 6 in the morning, you clean the house, get the breakfast ready, come and wake me up and say, sir, your breakfast is ready. No, it's not a joke. You're laughing. No, this is what I wanted. This is what I thought a good wife was, you know. But she never did it. Not only did she never do it, she told me, go away. You know, get away. I'm sleeping. I want to sleep. So she didn't want to care for me and love me. Peg, this is not right. You're supposed to be my submitted to me, and I'm the head. You know, I'm the boss. I'm the big guy. She didn't care. That's when she threw the toast. That's when she, you know, said a lot of things and so on. So Peg didn't want, you know, she didn't want to. Isn't that neat, Latrice? Yeah. Did you ever marry somebody that was worthless? Yeah. Let me tell you something. It's not unique. It's not unique. Did you ever marry a man that wasn't mature? Yeah. See, girls grow up at 13 or 14. They already know I want to be a nurse or I'm going to do this or do that. But guys don't grow up till they're about 50 or 60. And by then, it's too late. They're already fat and sloppy and they're, you know, so on. But girls, you know, they grow up quickly and they know what they want. And guys kind of get hooked into that. And, you know, but they're not ready. All guys know. I'm totally immature. I'm still a child. I don't feel like I've ever grown up. We still have towels that we got when we were married 45, 6, 7 years ago. 47 years ago, we still have mats that, you know, people give you placemats and stuff like that. We never opened them because we thought we would save them until we got real company. But that never came, so they're up there rotted. I'm sure the rats have eaten all that stuff. But we just never grew up. We just never grew up. Of course, you know, Peggy, fortunately, I married a masochist. That's someone that, you know, despises themselves. So that she would never be totally disappointed in me because she was too busy, you know, getting on herself. And she was always, you know, she could criticize me, but she had to go in the other room and criticize herself for criticizing me right after she criticized me. You know what I'm saying? Great wife. Great wife. You know, after you tear me down, then go and tear herself down. Well, maybe he was right. You know, she had to do all that because she was religious. Did y'all see that? When I was a pastor, I was not a Christian. Did y'all see that? I took the job because it's easy. I mean, this is an easy job. One day a week, 20 minutes. This is an easy job. You just preach a little bit, say the same stuff. It's out of a book. You just read what's in the book, say that stuff. And you get paid. And then you don't have to do anything all week long. Play golf. You know, do whatever you want. Isn't it a neat job? See, other people had to go to real work. I just love this job. And all you had to do was marry people, bury people, confirm them, and baptize them. That was it. When they're real little, you baptize them, then you confirm them later, teach them a little something or other, then you marry them, then you bury them. That's it. Four jobs. So to me, being a pastor was a great job where you didn't have to do any work, because I told you I was lazy. And I thought, you know, what could be better? And they pay you. That's good. And they don't actually say they pay the minister. What they say is they're giving it to God, but the minister gets it. You don't think it's funny. But anyway, so I thought that was a cool idea. You blame God for that, you know, but I'm actually spending his money, you know. All the money that you give to God actually goes to the pastor. Isn't that cool? Then David's eating out of the same trough. So now, and we used to have Robert also. Yeah. We got rid of Robert. Now there's only David left. So I'm looking forward to the day when I can eat everything out of that trough. God is good. But God had a little surprise that even though I was nasty and wicked and selfish, God decided, you know, I like Jim. I don't know why there's something about him that I like. There wasn't really anything to like. I didn't even like myself, really. But God said, I'm going to go and tell him my truth, and maybe he'll accept it. Now, God knew I would. He knew it. But he told it to me for year after year after year. I didn't accept it. I did not. I totally rejected it. Because I heard what he said. Be ye perfect. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even good, let alone perfect. I don't even want to be good. I never will be. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and a phony like most Christians are. I'm just not going to do it. So most guys stay away from church. I don't know if you all know that. Most guys don't want to be hypocrites, so they just stay away as much as they can. Whereas women, they don't mind being hypocrites and pretending like they're decent and good and nice and so on. And so they believe in themselves more than guys do. But guys just know we're liars. Could I have a show of hands of some guys? I got a great group here. This is great. This is awesome. Because guys just don't even go that far. And the only part they do like is the good part, you know, the dessert, which is God forgives you and God loves you. Woohoo! That's good. Is that not good? Because I never cleaned up my thoughts. I never cleaned up my emotions. I never cleaned up my behavior. I never did, even as a pastor. And so whatever happened to me, God did it all. But I began to read this book, because you had to as a pastor, you had to read the book. I began to read this book and preach out of it. And as I did, the Bible got to me. And I remember this particular verse, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." And I thought, what in the world is he talking about? Perfect peace. I don't have perfect peace. But how do you get this perfect peace? Well, if your mind is confused, you won't. So a person that doesn't have peace all the time, emotionally happy all the time, is a person that's confused. So if you had a person, instead of giving them medicine, which isn't going to work, all it'll do is blunt them down a little bit, make them cope a little bit. But their mind is still confused, and nobody unconfused their mind. They're not single-minded. They're double-minded. And a double-minded man is going to be unstable, not loving in all their ways. So a single-minded person could have happy emotions because you have a single mind, whether it's for wickedness or for God. At least your mind is single. I never had a single mind. My mind was all over the map. I had no control over it, just thought whatever it thought. That's because I had a weak will. So a strong will would say to the mind, stop thinking that, you think this. And that would produce peace, because all of a sudden it would be single. So instead of having two minds, I think this. Well, of course, on the other hand, I think this. So now I'm confused. I don't know. I just don't know. But now I know, and I have a single mind. Everything is all single, so I don't have any problem now. And that gives me perfect peace. So you have to have a strong will, to have a clear mind, to have happy emotions, so you could be a lover. Now, I didn't want any of that. But I began to trust in Jesus that he said, Jim, you can't keep the law. You're only a sinner or a hypocrite. And I want to forgive you and love you for no reason at all. Okay, I'll take that. So I don't have to go to hell now? Nope. Woohoo! I can live like hell and then go to heaven. I love it. I think that is good news. Does anyone else think that's good news? That seemed to fit me. That fits you too?
Yeah.
Amen. I love it. So I can live like hell and then still go to heaven. It just seemed like cheating. It just seemed like cheating. It seemed shallow and cheating to me, but it fit me perfectly because I was a shallow, boring, cheating type person. And so I just wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. But you're not as bad as I am.
I don't know about that. Don't call.
Amen. It's good. Isn't it amazing that God would love somebody who's worthless? God would love somebody who's done everything wrong. Remember he said, I came not for the righteous. I only came for sinners. I was like, you know, this is kind of a program just for me. Now, Allah would have wanted me to tie a bomb to my body or something. Allah would have wanted me to say Allah Akbar 5 times a day and so on. That's too much for me. My knees would get tired right away. I think the first or second time, I would put knee pads on, first of all. I'd try different tricks. You know, I'd get a rug that was thicker and so on. I just don't like all that stuff. So I didn't like the fact that God was saying, not just like Allah. See, anybody actually could pray 5 times a day. You can get on your knees and say, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. You know, I could do it. It's just I don't want to. And I don't like to do what I don't like to do. So, but thank God, in Christianity, it said something like, even if you sin, Jesus will forgive you. He'll die for you, and all his righteousness goes to you. Hey, cool. So I don't have to go to the rock pile and beat rocks all day to get on the good side of Hinduism or Buddhism or whatever. I can just let Jesus beat all the rocks for me. So let Jesus get it. I do wrong, and he has to pay. Cool. I don't know if anybody sees that. That is cool. Okay, I did wrong, and Jesus said, Jim, I don't want you to get the whipping. I'll take the whipping for you, and I'll give you all my blessing. Here, you eat the ice cream right here. Sit here, watch a little colored TV. I'll go out and beat your rocks up for you. Cool. To me, that was a religion worthy. that seemed to fit me because I'm not as strong as Peggy. See, Peggy will lie and say, here's your supper, when I can tell she's really not that excited about it, you know. But she'll lie. I won't. I don't. I just won't do it. Say, well, Jim, what do you think of this dress? Makes you look frumpy. I just won't lie because she's my wife. So why should I say you look nice when I don't think you do? So I'm not going to say it. Do y'all see this? You would not want to be married to me because I'm not nice. But Jesus said, I came for sinners. And I went, sounds like me. This is a religion for me. One that never does right. And he even said that in the book. He even said, all have sinned. And that was me. And I didn't feel bad about it. I never felt guilty about it. I never felt that was a big problem for me. I just felt I was no good. Never, ever, 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 ever in my life did I ever think I'm a good person. I always thought when I did something that I knew you wanted, it was only so I could get something I wanted out of you. And I always knew I wasn't good, but I'll just do whatever I have to do to get whatever I want to get. Is anybody else like me? Is there anybody else like me? I never had a decent thought in my life, ever. I never did. Now, that you could say it's due to my background, but it doesn't make any difference what you say. It's just true of me. I'm not a decent person. I'm cold. Peggy would ask me, well, do you love me? No. That's the end of that. I mean, why even ask such a dumb thing? Why would I love you? Well, it says so. You said that when we were married. I just said whatever they said to say. That's what it takes. You get married, you have to say that. So you really don't love me? No. Oh, she just started crying. Peg, what are you doing? Well, you don't love me. Well, I know. But who loves anybody? Did you see what I did? I was trying to help her out. Peg, that's Hollywood. Nobody loves people. We're all selfish and nasty. Even the Bible agrees with that. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Look, nobody loves anybody. Let me test you out. Do you love me? Okay, just say it, yes or no. Do you love me? Peg, do you love me not loving you? And see, 5 hours later, she says, no. I said, Peg, why did it take you 5 hours to say it? You just say it right off. It doesn't bother me. I don't care that you don't love me because I don't love you. So we're even. What's the big deal? Do y'all see that? Girls, don't listen to this. Because you have to be naive and foolish and imagine you'll find some boy out there. You'll fall for it anyway, so you can listen. The point is, there's nobody nice out there. How many know that you marry a sinner? When you marry somebody that's wicked, selfish. And you find that out. Now, Peggy pretended like she wasn't wicked and selfish, but as soon as I neglected her, she let me know. You see that? See, it was like miffed, ticked. It's like, Peg, what's wrong? Nothing. See, she lied. Nothing. No. I mean, something's wrong. I don't think it's me, is it? Is it God? Did he do something wrong? No, not God. Well, okay, let's see. God, me, God. Okay, isn't me, because it was me last week. It couldn't be me again, could it? No. I didn't think so. It's you, right? It's you. You're the problem. Yes. Now, do you think this is funny? I loved hearing that, because then we're even. You see, if you're the problem, then I'm not the problem. That's all I want to know. You don't think I'm the problem? Now, Peg, you actually do think I'm the problem, don't you? Well, yes. But you know that's the wrong answer. Yes. So she was confused. Can you see that? She was confused. So did she have perfect peace? No. You remember it said, thou wilt keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Her mind could not stay on Jesus. Her mind was on me. She wanted me to shape up, and she married a guy that would never shape. She could not shape me. I used to have handles on me that she would screw into me each night so she'd have a handle to carry me about and get me to move in a certain direction. And I would unscrew them every morning when I wake up. I'd unscrew them because I didn't want her to handle me, control me, dominate me. Peg, are you trying to control me? Get this thing off of me here. You got a handle there. I don't want to be controlled. Now, you have to understand that you're exactly like me, unfortunately. Unfortunately, everybody here, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody here is imperfect. Everybody. You're exactly like me, David. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It's pathetic. But you are exactly like me. But Jesus only loves sinners. If you were righteous, he would not love you. I don't know if you understand this. If you were righteous in your own power, he would not love you. He only loves sinners who are not righteous, who are ungodly. Now, I qualified. I was kind of like pre-qualified before it got to it. I was pre-qualified. He said, Jim, I'm looking for sinners. Do you know of any? You know, I said, I don't know, me, I guess, because I don't feel bad when I sin. Peggy cries and all this stuff, but I don't do that. I don't feel bad when I sin. You realize you hurt me. So? You see that? It's the wrong answer, right? It's the wrong answer, Latrice. You have felt sorry for Peggy sometimes. Yes. It's only because you never lived with her. You don't know how mean she is. That's no docile little person. That's a mean person. Nasty. Y'all see this? Now, one of the reasons why I can love anybody today is because I'm not doing it. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see that? Because my mind got onto Jesus loving me for no reason at all, that blew me away. And I fought that for 7 years. From 1964, when he first spoke to me about being one of his people, I didn't like the idea because I knew he wanted me to do something or change somehow. And I knew he was putting pressure on me. And I didn't want to change. It can't be over yet, guys. Keep going. Yeah. Just ignore those guys. No, they're supposed to do that to wake me up, to pull it to a close. So God came and loved us just the way we are. Don't regret anything in your past. Don't regret what you hid from God. You not only ate the apple in the garden, then you put on the fig leaves to pretend like God couldn't see you. I mean, God could see through fig leaves. He saw you when you ate the apple. Remember when he came in the garden, he said, Adam, where are you? Do you think God didn't know where he was? All he wanted him to do was to fess up and say, here I am, naked. But Adam hid himself. Adam and Eve figured out a way. Hey, look, we're not supposed to be naked. God will beat the tar out of us if we're naked. So let's stop playing doctor and all this stuff. Let's sew fig leaves on ourselves, and we, we'll be innocent still. But God doesn't want innocent people. God wants guilty people. Did you know why God put that tree in the middle of the garden so you'd see it every day until you eat it? Did you know he did that? Don't eat this tree. And then he puts it right in front of you. Now, you see this cookie? Don't eat this cookie. Puts it right in front of you. What kind of a God is that? That's a God who's not interested in you being good, but in you doing bad, saying you were bad, so he could forgive you, then he could love you, then he could give you all the cookies in the world. That's a good God. That's a good God. That's the way I raised David. I raised a good boy. He's a good boy. He's actually not. He's just like me. Isn't that awful? You didn't know that when you married him. But, you just have to forgive him. And he'll forgive you. Are you as nasty as he is? Okay, twice. Now, we marry sinners. Why? Because that's all there is. And God wants all the glory. And all God wants you to do is, doesn't want you to stop sinning. He wants you to stop lying. Just say to God, God, I can't do it. I can't be perfect. I'm just not you. I'm not you. You want me to be perfect like you're perfect, but I can't be like you because I'm not you. You're you. I'm not you. But thou, you say, you said this, and I'm going to believe you. You said, you will love me, take care of me unconditionally, no matter what I'm like, and you then will keep me in perfect peace because my mind now is thinking about you. And so I now will, with the will you set the mind. Anybody who's confused, you have a weak will. Anybody who's confused, you have a weak will. All I have to do is figure out, if you're not happy all the time, which most people aren't, that's because they're confused, and all I have to do is to figure out how to solve confusion. Simple. All you got to have is a strong will. As soon as you have a strong will, you'll have a clear mind, then you'll have happy emotions, then you'll be a lover. But if I don't have love, then that's because I don't have peace, and that's because I don't have a clear mind, and that's because I don't have a strong will. But that goes right back to faith. I need to believe that God will keep his word, not that I'll keep mine. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. Did you see how beautifully this works out? Let God be true and every man a liar. Only God tells the truth. Only God can't lie. If he says, the good work I began in you, I will surely complete, that means when Jesus came to me and said, Jim, I love you just the way you are, it broke me. Did you know I fell in love with my wife? I did. I love her with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength. I'm sorry. I do. How'd that happen? Easy. God, because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. I didn't change. God did that. I didn't change. I don't even examine myself. I don't even look at my behavior to say whether I'm a lover or not. I just simply say this, the good work he began in me, he will surely complete. Why? That's what he said. So I just read the Bible. Whatever the Bible says, I believe it. I just believe the Bible. And then I say it with my mouth. Peg, I love you with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength. And she says, well, I don't see it. And I says to her, well, that's because you don't believe in God. You better put your hope in God. Trust not in man, trust in God. So you see how I deflected her? See, because he was going to check me out. Well, I don't see the fruit. Well, that's because you're looking at the fruit. Don't look at the fruit, look at Jesus. Beholding him, we are changed from one degree of glory to another. Y'all see that? Do y'all see that? So that's why I'm happy all the time. Why? Because my mind is clear all the time. Why? Because Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Why? Because I have a strong will. And I just set my mind and say, mind, stop thinking that. You think this. You love Peggy. She is you. You are her. Your interest is her interest. Her interest is your interest. If you love her, you're loving yourself. Wow, I didn't know that. If you love Paul and Kathleen, you're loving yourself. I said, really? I don't want to. He said, no, it's not a choice. I am in you to love them just the way they are. Don't fix them up. Leave them just the way they are. Now, You all are lovers by your faith. Do you have faith? Do you have faith that Jesus can't lie? You don't even need to know what all the fine points are. Just simply know this. You should have perfect peace today. Now, someone could get up and say, Pastor, I have perfect peace. My mind is clear. My will is strong because my faith is in Jesus. Not that I have faith, but that I believe He can't lie. That He said, Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. He said it. Whose mind is stayed on Thee. So the good work He began, He will surely complete. I don't have to do it. I can't go out there and break up the bricks. I can't chop those stones. That's up to Jesus. He said, Jim, I already did it. I paid for everything. My goodness is your goodness. You and me are now one. Really? You mean I love Peggy now? I don't think I do. Your thinking is wrong. Change your thinking. What am I supposed to think? I want you to think that you love her. Okay, I love her. Do you see how quick I am? Because I didn't want to do any work anyway. So I just go by the faith thing. How many know faith is better than works? Faith is a lot better than works. All I have to do is believe that Jesus is good. That's all I have to do. If I believe that Jesus is good, I don't have to believe that I'm good. But He says I am, and I believe Him because He says it. So if I'm good, then of course I'll do good if I think I am good. But I never thought I was good. But now I think I am good. But I'm not good by myself being good. I'm good because He that is good is in me. And He's identified Himself with me and said, Jim, you and I are one. You remember He prayed that prayer? Father, as you and I are one, so let them be one with us. It's done. Because He can't lie. The good work I began in you, I will surely complete. So I believe that Jesus actually has changed me forever. See, you're not afraid now to look at all your sin. You know why? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't worry about your sin. Who cares about your sin? God doesn't. God does not. He paid for it on Calvary. He said, I forgive. Father, forgive Jim. Put your own name in there. Father, forgive Paul. Father, forgive Kathleen. She doesn't know what she's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He came to take away all your sin. You didn't deserve it. He didn't have to do it. He just wanted to. Now, you can't question him. If he wanted to do it, let him do it. And I'm happy today, not because I'm good. I'm happy today because he's good. And your thoughts can't attack you. When your thoughts attack you, you just ignore them. I always turn my back on my problems. Just forget them. How can you look at Jesus if you're looking at your problems? So instead of looking at your problems, they'll depress you. You will not have perfect peace. Your mind will not be clear, single-minded. Your emotions will be all over the map. Your mind will be all over the place because you don't have a strong will to say, quiet, I'm listening to Jesus. I don't want to hear you. You just turn your back on Satan. You turn your back on troubles. You turn your back on yourself. You don't listen. You listen to Jesus. Beholding Him, we are changed from one degree of glory to another. That's the Bible. It doesn't matter whether you like this or not. It happens to be the truth, and it's the only thing that'll set you free. Okay. There are a lot of people talking, but this is not talking. This, you actually have to live this where you're happy all the time. I am. They can tell you 30, 40, 50 years. I don't change. When I met Jesus, that was the end of it. And I believed Him. I didn't make myself believe Him. I just did. When He said, Jim, you're a sinner. I agree. And I love you. That I don't understand. Why would you love me? You love me because you hope I'll change? Nope, I love you just the way you are. If you never change, I'll still love you. Wow. What if I choose to go to hell? I'll let you. I won't stop you from going to hell. I just don't want you to. Well, can you make me not do it? Nope. Well, do I have to choose not to do it? Nope. What do I have to do? I mean, what? Who's? If you don't move and I don't move, who moves? Somebody's got to move. He said, all I want you to do is believe that the Father, who maker of heaven and earth, loves you and can't change His mind. And anytime you accept that He's good, not that you are, you accept that He's good and that He'll keep His promise, that's how it starts. So, number one is the thumb, then the forefinger, and so on and so on. To you get everything, and the sign that you have that is that people, they don't see any of those fingers. They don't see the thumb. They don't see the fingers. They only see the little finger. The only thing the world sees is that little finger right there, the love. They don't see anything else. If they see you're depressed, they'll see that you're depressed. They'll see you're not emotionally happy. You should be like a little child, dancing and skipping. You should leave this church today shouting, hallelujah, because Jesus Christ has forgiven all your sins. Jesus Christ is the one baptizes you with the Holy Ghost, fills you with his power, changed you. You should be excited. And if you don't see it, who cares? He promised he will do it.